Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth with your host, Diane Helbig. Diane is a leading small business development and leadership coach, author, and speaker who is passionate about sharing valuable ideas, tips, and techniques with business professionals worldwide. Diane brings you the world's experts and gurus in all things business, whether it's sales, structure, social media, planning, or plateauing, guests bring their expertise and energy to each episode. When growing your business is your focus, Accelerate Your Business Growth is the show to listen to. Got a topic or guest suggestion? Let Diane know. The goal is to make sure you have the information you need to move your business forward. Thanks for joining us. Settle in and enjoy.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. Today's podcast is sponsored by Audible.com, and we are offering you a free trial of Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/businessgrowth, sign up for the trial, and really look around because there's a lot more audio entertainment there than you might realize. The Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast has gained recognition as a great resource for small business owners, business leaders, sales professionals, business people of all sorts. And that is because of the guests. These are folks who have expertise in particular areas of business. And they join me for a conversation where they share that expertise with all of you. Today is no different. My guest today is David Jay. David is the founder and CEO of Warm Welcome and was recently named a top 100 tech innovator and influencer. Revenues from Warm Welcome, along with his other four companies, will exceed $6 million in 2020. He believes that business can be a tool to help us build better relationships and connect us to a purpose far beyond ourselves. Thanks so much for joining me today, David.
Thanks, Diane. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. I am very curious to get your thoughts on what you think small business owners need, what they should be prioritizing so they can be successful.
Yeah, well, you know, in today's climate, I think we've all experienced so much, negativity and depersonalization. And so I think in order to be successful today, we really need to personalize what we're doing and get passionate about it. And I know this is something that you talk a lot about. Being passionate about what we're doing seems like a given the struggles you go through as a small business or a startup. I think when we're looking at something and we're saying, hey, how do I personalize this? How do I make it something that I'm passionate about? I think the people that are involved and the connection to people is really what drives that.
That's interesting. So, I mean, I as you said, I am a firm believer that we really need to be building relationships and connecting with people, and that success is sort of a byproduct of those relationships. And so it feels like that's what you're saying as well. And I'm curious. So this is like a two-part question. The first part is, why is making your business personal better for revenue?
Yeah. Well, one thing is, you know, almost all businesses are grown by people, right? And whether that's the customer or the people internally at the company. And so the relationships there are the real drivers of the ROI. And, you know, there was a study done by, I think it was Charles Schwab, or it was one of the big financial firms. I forget which one it was, but they did a study and they wanted to find what drove the growth of these financial advisors. And what they found is that it was the relationship. It was the softer things. It wasn't the return on, you know, the money that the person had invested. It was actually the relationship with the financial advisor is what caused them to refer them. And that was interesting, because you'd think with something as transactional as financial, you know, planning or financial advising, you'd think it would be all about the numbers. And so even in that industry, they found that it wasn't, it was about the relationship.
Yeah, boy, that is surprising. Hmm. Okay. So here's the second part of my question. I'd like you to explain, like, so what do you mean when you say making your business personal? What does that look like? If someone's listening, they're a small business owner, what does that look like to them?
Well, I think it looks like it looks like what normal life looks like. And, you know, for a long time, we kind of separated business from our life. And, you know, we went about our business in a certain way and went about the rest of our life in another way. And people are just craving an authentic relationship with another human being. You know, we're all sick of, you know, having a chat bot just, you know, give us these dumb answers that don't help us. And so we're like, just give me a human that can empathize with me a little bit, that can understand my problem. And so when we talk to somebody in any context, whether it's in a business context or, you know, a personal context, like, we just want them to be human, you know, and to realize that, you know, there's another human on the other end of the line. And so, you know, people are looking for, I think, less polish in our business communication and more just personal, authentic, empathetic types of conversations and relationships.
Ah, okay. Okay, thanks for that. That's great. That definitely gave me a very good picture of it. It's funny, when you were talking about that, I was thinking, there are times when I don't mind the bot, but like, if I just have something really quick, I need to find out. But when it's something where either I think it's complicated, you know, needs explanation, isn't the simple, you know, pick 1 through 4, right. Then I definitely want a human, and I won't invest time with the bot. Like, I won't even try to figure it out with the bot. I just, right. You know, give me a human, give me. And I usually say that, you know, I'd like to talk to a human, please.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and so you talk about what's the driver of growth in a business, and you think about, the best form of marketing we have is word of mouth marketing. And so we need to be creating promoters, evangelists, for our businesses. And every conversation, every interaction we have with a client is an opportunity for that. Now, when you pass that over to a bot is not going to turn one of your customers into an evangelist for your business, like, ever. You know, it's not like, I had such a great experience with that bot, so I recommend this company to everybody, right?
Yeah.
So the driver of our business's growth is our customers talking about us. And the way that we can do that is by developing a relationship with them and by creating an emotional experience that that just isn't created through a ton of automation or a super efficient business. it's created when, you know, two humans connect over something and, you know, start working together towards, you know, something that's much, probably much bigger than the original problem they came in for.
Okay, so let's talk about employees for a minute. Because I feel like that is really a key element here. Like when you were talking about the financial firms and the study that was done, and it was really about the relationships. They're not necessarily, I mean, they're employees, but they're not really, they you know, tend to be more entrepreneurial. But it feels like a company's employees play a really big role in this. And so it's important that they are feeling purpose, you know, and happy. So how would you suggest that a business owner keep their employees, you know, happy and fulfilled? What are things they should or could be doing?
Well, I think two things. You know, the first one we've already talked a lot about, the relationship there is really key, and them understanding that their employer, their boss, the owner of the company is for them and fighting for their highest possible good, I think is really key. And then the second thing that I think is really key is along the same lines, but it's are you creating an environment where you're fighting for something or you're fighting against something? And a lot of businesses operate in kind of a red ocean of competition, and they're focused so much about the competitive environment that they're in or beating their competitor, you know, that they're always fighting against things rather than living in the blue ocean of innovation and opportunity. And I think we as humans are much happier when we're focused on innovation, opportunity, you know, things that we can control, new territory that we can go after. And so I think the leaders of the companies that create that environment have much happier employees, because they're all moving together towards something as a team. They're all fighting for something instead of fighting against something.
Yeah, that feels more uplifting, actually, right?
Yeah.
So it's something you want to do as opposed to feeling like it's drudgery.
Right.
Yeah. And it's sort of attitudinal, so to speak, you know, that working towards something is a positive. So it engenders all of those positive feelings and energies, and as opposed to feeling like you're in a slog.
Yeah, you know, this year of all years, we felt so out of control, right? We felt like, gosh, one thing after another happens, and it's like, I can't control this, I can't control that. And so I think, at least with our businesses, if we can focus on what we can control and then make progress towards it, like, it just changes our entire state. It changes, like, gets us excited about moving forward in life rather than, you know, being the victim of all these things that we can't control anyway.
Exactly. Right. Definitely. Okay. I'm going to take a quick sponsor break so then we can continue the conversation. The Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. And while I'm imagining, you know, that Audible.com has thousands of audiobook titles that you can choose from, you may not know about the other content. So there's Audible Originals. It's content you can only get there. They have podcasts, guided meditations, news, and you can build like a library of different sorts of audio content around your various interests, and you don't have to go from one platform to another. It's pretty cool. I know I'm enjoying it a lot. And so in order to give you an opportunity to check it out for yourself, we are offering you a trial. You can go to audibletrial.com/businessgrowth, sign up for that trial, and then just explore. Just, you know, check out what is there and try a couple of things. And I think, you know, you're going to be hooked like I am. I am also happy to announce that my book, Succeed Without Selling, is now available in paperback. If you're a small business owner or salesperson who struggles, we'll say, with getting results from your sales efforts, or if you just don't like the whole idea of selling, pick up a copy today. I think you're going to find that it provides you with an opportunity to look at sales a little differently and in a way that you will be happy to engage. Today, we're speaking with David Jay about why making your business personal is better for relationships and revenue. Okay. So you mentioned a little bit before about promoters, and I'm wondering if we can go a little, you know, pull on that a little bit and maybe give examples or talk some about how you turn a client into a promoter.
Oh, this is great. This is probably my favorite topic. I'm a startup guy and I've bootstrapped all of them. So, you know, we didn't ever have any capital come in. And so we really relied on, you know, building communities and then activating those communities, turning them into promoters or evangelists for us. And it's an exciting thing. I think it keeps us connected to our customer and the contribution that we're making to them. But there's some really simple things that every single business can do to activate that. And so, yeah, I'm into this.
Great. Great.
So yeah, the first thing that I would say, which is a really easy win and incredibly powerful, is video testimonials. This is something that I think is a real game changer today, because everybody can get a written testimonial, and we've read them on every single website, and they've really lost their impact because, one, they're too easy to fake. You know, we read things on the web every day and we're like, I don't think that's true. Right. I mean, it's like half of everything we read on Facebook is like, that's probably not true.
Yeah.
So it's funny how we really lost respect, and trust in the written word, but a video of somebody who is, you know, hit record, said, hey, this is how I feel about this person or this product. You can look in that person's eyes and judge whether or not they're telling the truth. And that is really powerful. And so what I would say is, you know, even if you've only had one client in your business, go to that client, say, you know, hey, I loved working with you. Would you mind if we took just, you know, 5 minutes and I'll just pull out my phone and you just share what it was like working together, you know, and we can record a couple times if, you know, you don't feel like the first one went well, but, you know, just share with me, you know, what it was like working. And the reason why this is so effective, and you can do it in person or you can do it online. You know, you don't have to get together in person to do this. You can send them a link and they can record the video right there. But the reason why it's so powerful is because by doing this and asking this person to give you some feedback or to record a little testimonial, what you've done is you've overcome the most difficult part of anything, which is getting started, right? And when you're trying to activate a group of people or a person to be an evangelist, to be a promoter for you, the most difficult thing for them is doing it the first time. And so by you sitting down with them or sending them a link and kind of encouraging them to think through what they would say to promote you or to recommend you, maybe a better language. And then they practice it by actually recording that video the first time. Well, now you've activated them and you've taken the hardest part, which is thinking through what they're going to say, away. And so they will continue to refer you. They will continue to promote you beyond just that recorded video. The second part of that is, now that you have the recorded video, you have something that you can go put online, you can share in ads, you can put it on your website and have it scale a little bit more, right? So you got word of mouth marketing going, but then also word of mouse marketing going, which is a more scalable version of word of mouth. So very simple thing, takes you a few minutes, incredibly powerful in terms of activating a referrer. And it's something that everybody can do. You don't need anything special. You just, you know, ask them for it.
Wow, that's crazy. So I have to ask this question, which I think a lot of people are thinking as they're listening to this. I'm not even sure how to ask the question. How do you get over the discomfort of asking?
Yeah, you know, you talked in your book and in your podcast about you know, small business owners not wanting to be salespeople.
Yeah,
and it's a common thing. Like people don't want to, you know, feel like they're self promoting or feel like they're selling or things like that. And I think when you take that out of the conversation, and you don't say like, hey, will you say all these nice things about me? Right. You're not even saying that. You're just, you're going to this customer who you feel like you've had a good experience with, and you're asking them, just to share about their experience with you. Right. So it's authentic. It's real. It's not like, disingenuous, you know, it's like, hey, you know, we work together, or we're friends or whatever. Would you mind sharing about that experience? And you're not trying to craft it a certain way. It's just people being normal. Like, you know, everyone loves to share about good stuff, right? And so by going back to your client and saying, hey, do you have any feedback? You know, or if you had a great experience, do you mind sharing about it? It's not kind of like a sleazy feeling thing. It's just, you know, hey, would you mind doing this?
And so, I like that. Would you mind sharing your experience of working with us? I like that because you haven't said, would you recommend us? I mean, you're assuming that they're going to say good things or they're not going to say anything at all.
Right.
But it does sound less threatening to the person you're asking. Like you're not putting them on the spot.
Right. Hmm. Right. And it's a muscle, you know. I think we're somewhat weak in businesses as they start, of so many problems to solve. And this is when they kind of kick down the road a little ways, but it's a weak muscle, even asking for a sale and being direct. You know, a business relationship is on some level transactional, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, if somebody's paying you and you're right, providing a service. And so there are asks, you know, on both sides of that, that are okay. And maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but that's not a bad thing. It's just a muscle that we need to grow.
I think that's a great point. I agree. And there's no downside to doing it. And if you really know that you have a good relationship with that client, you've done a good job for them, then that conversation should be relatively easy.
Right. Hmm. Right. And you have to pick in business, you have to kind of pick where you're willing to be uncomfortable, right? And most people are, you know, based on the stats, most people are more comfortable going out of business than they are doing the things that will keep them in business. And that's why, what's the stat now? 9 out of 10 businesses fail within the first few years. And it's because people are, they won't get over the discomfort of asking for a sale or maybe possibly pushing a little bit too hard. And so, you know, their business doesn't grow and then they go out of business. Like, well, that's pretty uncomfortable too. Like I wouldn't like that.
God, that reminds me. I think I heard somebody say once, well, being hungry is uncomfortable. So that, yeah. That's why I'm okay with asking for the sale, because it's the alternative. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, now you mentioned startups a second ago. So I was wondering, in your estimation, what makes a successful startup?
Well, it's really dependent on the, I would say on the founder or the owner, because success is so personally defined, right? And so some people are creating a business because they want more freedom, you know, more time with their family, more, opportunity or something like that. Some people are doing it because they are so obsessed and passionate about solving that problem. You know, other people are doing it because they have something to prove to the world and they want to, you know, make a bunch of money, or they want, you know, to show all these naysayers and haters that they're valuable, you know? And so there's a lot of different things. And so I can't define it for everybody, but I would say, I think the success of a startup really should probably be valued on the contribution that it's making to the world. And, you know, it can make money. I'm not saying it has to be, you know, some pro bono nonprofit. But the contribution to the world and the way that it's moving the world in a positive direction, I think is what makes it successful.
Interesting. So it gets back to purpose. Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, people have, you know, their own personal purposes, and that's fine. But if something is going to make a big change, or has the potential even to make a big change, you know, you look at some of the great entrepreneurs of our time, like Elon Musk, and, you know, he cashed out of PayPal, and I think had $150 million, something like that, put a bunch of it into Tesla and a bunch of it into SpaceX. And I think he gave each of those companies about a 5% chance of making it. So I don't know about you, but if I had $150 million, like I might not make that bet. I'm going to start a car company or a rocket company, right? Both are probably going to fail. But his purpose there and what he saw as a potential for really changing society, both, you know, what he talks about is like, here on Earth, we need to move to more sustainable energy. And then we also need to get off of Earth. We need to get to Mars, right? So that's what SpaceX is all about. And that's what he believes is the right path forward. And it's a big bet, but if he's right, you know, and if he's able to succeed in that, like there's a massive, massive impact for civilization, right? Like these are not small problems. And so that's why I put him on a different level of entrepreneur than even like a Steve Jobs, who, you know, we've all respected and use Apple devices and whatnot, but they're solving much different levels of problems. And so anyway, I'm kind of going way out there.
No, I'm actually glad that you went in that direction, because some people would say that the impact is different, but there's still an impact, you know, that there's still a positive impact. Some people would say there's a terrible impact on society with the, you know, the iPhone and technology and whatnot. But I guess I'm thinking about those sort of ground level small business entrepreneurs who, and maybe it's a difference between entrepreneur and small business, that start a business because they you know, passionately believe they have something that is valuable to some segment of the community.
Mm.
So in that way, then they believe they are having a positive impact. You know, the what they're doing is contributing to the betterment of society or the planet or whatever, depending on what it is they're doing. So I guess it doesn't really matter how big or small you are.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, as long as you're doing something that matters.
Right, right. It can matter to one person. It can matter to, you know, 100 people, but every single person matters. So, you know, if you're creating something that impacts somebody's life in a positive way, like, you never really know the ripple effects of that.
Right. And, exactly.
And so just like you brought up the ripple effects of these devices, like when the iPhone came out, we all waited in line at the Apple store for them. Like, we didn't know, you know, 10 years later that there's a chance these are contributing to some really negative things. And,
yeah,
you know, we see depression skyrocketing and, you know, suicide and all stuff. And it's like, you don't know that at the beginning. And I'm not blaming anybody for that, but it's like, we don't always know what's going to happen down the line.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes there are unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's really interesting. So tell me about Warm Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a fun project. It started out as kind of a little side project, and it was a friend of mine, Eric Knopf, who came to me with idea. He saw some other technology we were building, video tech. And he said, gosh, I'd love to use that to send personal videos to all of our customers. And I was like, that's a fun idea. I love that. And, you know, I've spent the last 2 years of my life trying to help people connect with their customers better and build better relationships through video. And so that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to kind of tackle the entire customer journey rather than just sending video emails or, you know, sharing a video on your website. We want to have every single part of the customer journey be personalized, from a video business card to a little video bubble on your website or a video email signature, so that, you know, every single one of your emails that you send has you smiling and waving in it, right? So it's a more human to human connection rather than just like a bunch of words on a page.
Wow, I love that concept. That's so interesting. And okay, so then how do people find out more about it?
Well, just over at warmwelcome.com.
Oh, cool.
You know, you can go to the website. We've got all the apps, iOS, Android, Google, Chrome extensions, Gmail apps, all that. You know, and hit us up, send us a video, or look at our, you know, videos on the site. Like, and compare it to a website of all text, or try out the video emails and compare those to, you know, the 1,000 emails you get every day that are all text and all look the same. And you'll notice that the videos stand out more. When you see somebody smiling and waving at you, communicating that they like you simply by a smile and a wave, it changes the interaction.
You know, I think this is such a great idea, and especially in this time when we can't necessarily be physically in the same space with people, there is such a heightened need for that human to human connection.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just think this is such a great way for people who really miss that. Mm-hmm. And most of the people I talk to, that's what they say, that the thing they miss most is being able to network and interact with people and engage with people, and they don't know how to do it digitally. Well, this sounds like a great element, a great, you know, piece to be able to add. That's really interesting.
Yeah, Because you really stand out, you know, you can use this on LinkedIn. People use it for prospecting and building relationships on LinkedIn because, you know, we all get all these LinkedIn requests, right? And they all look the same and they all sound the same and they all feel the same. It's like, oh, geez, another one. but then you get one with a video and you're like, oh, this stands out. This is different. And I get to hear this person talk. I get to see their smile in a world where like we almost never get to see people smile anymore. Yeah. They've got masks on. It's like, well, online, you don't have to wear a mask. So like, send a video and smile at people. Like there's life in that. We need to bring life however we can.
Definitely. I love that idea. And I love this concept about making sure that your business is personal and human. I think it really, there's the whole transactional side of the business and that takes care of itself, but it's the personal side of the business that creates long-term customer relationships. Wow. You know, David, I really appreciate you spending this time with me. I think this is a great subject that we haven't talked enough about, you know, that this is really, it doesn't have to be complicated, doesn't have to be hard, and can really make a big difference. So thank you very much for joining me.
You bet. Thanks, Diane. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And listeners, you know, not only does this give you food for thought and, you know, making sure that internally and externally your business is really personal and human, but head on over to warmwelcome.com and check that out. I know I'm going to. And I'd like to thank our sponsor, audible.com. Pick up your free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/businessgrowth. Sign up for the trial and check out all of that audio content and set up different areas of interest for yourself. And if you are a small business owner or salesperson, or you know a small business owner or salesperson who struggles with the whole concept of selling, go to your favorite bookstore online or in person, if that's still a possibility, and pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.